I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. On Saturday, the Ithaca Bulldogs hosted River Valley and scored a 5-0 victory. They were led in scoring by Matt Kepler, Wes Nelson, and Cole Brownlee, each who had two hits. And also, it was a combined one-hitter for Sammy Clary, who worked five innings, and Micah Salisbury finished the game. And it was just one hit for the River Valley Blackhawks. That was Logan Willis with a safety. The Bulldogs winning with a 5-0 win, and they are scheduled to play host to DeSoto this afternoon. Other action going on today in baseball. Riverdale is slated to play at Lafarge in high school baseball. River Valley with a JV game going on today as they will take on Potosi-Cassville. And Richland Center is slated to be at Adams Friendship for baseball. Weston is also scheduled home against Onalaska Luther. 5 o'clock start time today at Cazenovia Memorial Park. Kickapoo slated to go to Wazika Steuben for high school baseball. Lots of track and field action going on today. Several teams from the area, including Ithaca and Riverdale and Kickapoo, headed toward the regionals at River Ridge High School today, getting underway with running and field events at 3:45. Southwest Conference teams and teams in Division II will be headed to Prairie du Chien. The conference went pretty well last week for Coach Fran Ewing and the Richland Center Hornets. I asked her recently to recount how it went last week for the Hornets at conference.
The kids just did their best. They trained for all year. You know, Ryan Stadler, he stepped it up in the 3200. He got second place, and he had a PR in the 2 mile of 10:36. So he's doing really well there. And Malachi Fretz, of course, ran the 1600 and the 800, and he got second in the 1600, but he ran 4:36. And then the 800, he did get first, and his PR is 202, so he's looking really good in that. So I was impressed with the distance. They did really well. And then we do have a freshman, Harrison Carpenter, who's coming along really good in the 800. We also have the 4x4 relay. They did really well. They won first place at conference. They ran a 4:34. Grayson Banker and Robert Budden and Fletcher Harper and Malachi Fretz. So, but all the kids stepped it up that day and did their very best. And then the girls, we had Soleil Ewing. She did really good in the long jump. She got first place in the long jump, and she got second place in triple jump. In the long jump also, sophomore Grace Fretz, she's almost got a medal just by just a couple inches. She got fourth place in the long jump, but with a PR for her at 15.2.5. So that was kind of nice for her. And then, of course, our shot put and discus champion, Maddie Huber, she got first place in that shot put, and she got second place in the discus with a PR of 106.8, and if she would have did 106.10, I think she would have had first place. So, and then our Danica Pauls, who's our great pole vaulter, she did get second place, working on getting past that 10-foot, and her PR this year is 10-3, so she's working on getting past that and into regionals.
Richland Center track coach Fran Ewing, who talked to us about the postseason.
Pretty much our conference with a couple of extras like Lodi and maybe Westby, and then, of course, that's at Prairie du Chien, our regional is, and then we'll move into Portage for our sectional.
Action slated to begin at 3:30 today at Prairie du Chien for running and field events. And the top four and the best qualifying times will move on to Portage on Thursday. The WIA released the playoff pairings for high school baseball over the weekend as well. Ithaca drew a number one seed in the half sectional. Royal was number two. Those teams have byes in the beginning of the tournament. This Thursday, the rest will play, including Weston hosting Kickapoo and Hillsboro at Cashton, Wunniwuk Center at DeSoto, North Crawford at Seneca, New Lisbon at Wazika Steuben, and Brookwood hosts Lafarge Youth Initiative. Riverdale will have a first-round bye in its half-sectional. They'll play the winner of this Thursday's Iowa Grant Southwestern game, and Monticello Albany will play at Potosi-Cassville. In Division III pairings, Fenimore is hosting Luther, Prairie du Chien is hosting Melrose Mindoro, Boscobel at Westby, and Westfield at Darlington, Lancaster at Mineral Point, and Dodgeville at Cuba City. And among the Division II games, Richland Center has an opening tournament game. They will be playing at Portage on Thursday afternoon at 5, and River Valley will open up with a game against Platteville at Legion Park in Platteville, also on Thursday night. Hometown in baseball from over the weekend, the Muscatine Mudcats lost 7-4 in 11 innings to Ridgeway on Saturday afternoon during the Muscatine Morel Mushroom Fest. The Mudcats had a chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth when Tyler Hatch tripled to lead off the inning, but Muscatine could not score him as the next three batters were retired and the game went to extra frames with, again, Ridgeway coming out the victor. Muscatine will have a second home game in a row coming up Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Elsewhere yesterday in the West, Dodgeville defeated Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 7-4, Hollandale 7-3 over Belleville, Arena beat Argyle 3-2, Schulzburg Benton 3-2 winners against Wyota, Verona 9, Blanchardville 2. In the North, Cross Plains 10-5 over Reedsburg, the Sauk Twins beat Middleton 3-2, Wisconsin Dells 1-0 over Ashton, and Wanakee got the win against Black Earth 11-7. Casanova and Plain both had the weekend off and will start coming up this weekend. It was Casanova losing in a night league game to Reedsburg on Friday night, 13-0. On the state scene, the top home run hitter in Major League Baseball did it to the Brewers twice. Sunday in Houston's 9-4 win, Kyle Tucker pounded home runs number 14 and 15 in the win. The Astros started hot with four runs in the first off starter and losing pitcher Colin Ray. Pat Murphy, manager of the Brewers, talked about Colin's day.
Colin didn't have his best game, but at the same time, he battled and gave us a lot of innings. You know, he battled in the five that he gave us were crucial. We didn't do a good job after that, but two home runs hurt us badly after that. But you know, Colin didn't. He didn't pitch great. He'll be the first to tell you that. Walking people is not his gig. He can't do that. He can't walk people.
The Brewers travel to Miami against the Marlins tonight. Joe Ross is scheduled to start the game. Elsewhere, it was Boston 11-3 over St. Louis and Arizona 6-4 over Detroit. In the National League, Philadelphia 11, Washington 5, the Mets 7-3 over Miami, Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 3-2, San Francisco 4, Colorado 1, Dodgers 3, Cincinnati 2, San Diego 9-1 over Atlanta. In the American League, Cleveland 5, Minnesota 2, Baltimore 6-3 over Seattle, Toronto beat Tampa Bay 5-2, the Yankees 7, White Sox 2, Kansas City 8-4 over Oakland, the Angels 4, and Texas 1. From the NBA, it was Indiana 130, New York 109, Minnesota 98, and Denver 90. Headed into his second season as a starter, Packers quarterback Jordan Love is listed among the top 10 at his position in the NFL. CBS Sports released its offseason rankings last weekend. At the top of the list are Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and 49ers leader Brock Purdy. Love is called one of the most dazzling players to watch late last season, and he's expected to keep moving up. For now, he's at number 10, just ahead of former Packer Aaron Rodgers of the Jets, who is listed at number 11. The Packers, getting their OTAs started this week, could also be looking at a fourth quarterback.
We'll see. It's pretty fluid, like it is every year. You know, different circumstances come up, and then you adjust, but it is challenging to rep a bunch of quarterbacks. Especially when you're, Jordan's still a relatively young quarterback and you want to get him a bunch of reps and just to divvy those out, it can be challenging.
That is Packers coach Matt LaFleur. Jim Otto, the Hall of Fame center known as Mr. Raider for his durability during a litany of injuries, has died. The team confirmed Sunday night he was 86. He was born in Wausau, Wisconsin in 1938, growing up in poverty, even living for a while in a chicken coop with his family. He left to play college football at the University of Miami, where he starred at center and linebacker. He was undrafted in the NFL before signing with the Raiders of the new AFL the next year. Also in Badger news, former Badger star Micah Potter says Greg Gard is the best X's and O's guys he's ever been around. He tells writers at the Buckeyes fifth quarter website he has no doubt that Gard needs to be the coach of Wisconsin. Potter's in the NBA now. He thinks the Badgers would have been a Final Four team in 2020 if not for COVID. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.